USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk. And now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable. We'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian health care sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Italy started stirring with millions of people allowed to return to work as the longest coronavirus lockdown started easing, while the United States took steps to lift some restrictions, even as tens of thousands of new cases are continuing to be reported every day. In D.C., the Senate convened for the first time since March, while dozens of people in Florida waited before sunrise for the 7 a.m. opening for Clearwater Beach. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the number of hospitalizations, intubations, and new cases of coronavirus continued to decline in New York. He said there were an additional 226 deaths reported. Cuomo again reiterated that New York must learn the lessons of COVID-19 even as it continues to fight the battle.
Reopening. Chart a course with the best information you have, learning from the lessons you have, but be able to correct that course depending on what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Don Shula, the NFL's winningest coach who led the Miami Dolphins to the league's only undefeated season, passed away. He was 90. The Dolphins issued a statement saying Shula died peacefully at his home. Shula won an NFL record 347 games. He coached the Dolphins to the league's only undefeated season in 1972 at 17-0, culminating in a 14-7 victory over the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl VII. The Dolphins repeated as champions the next season, beating the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl VIII. After a two-month hiatus caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court resumes oral arguments today using 20th-century technology to help resolve a 21st-century legal issue. The justices will not gather in their marble courtroom, but will instead participate in a telephone conference call with lawyers involved in the case and members of the court dialing in separately, a first for the Supreme Court. After brief opening statements from the lawyers, the justices will ask their questions, beginning with Chief Justice John Roberts and proceeding in reverse order of seniority, ending with Brett Kavanaugh. Cases scheduled for argument in March and April were postponed because of the pandemic. Roughly half of them will be heard in May. The rest were carried over to the next term beginning in the fall. Two of the biggest cases involving access to President Donald Trump's taxes and the role of the electors who cast the actual votes for president will be argued by conference call May 12th and 13th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.